Good morning, everybody. This is Ross Mosteller with Metalark Extension District, bringing you another edition of Extension Today. Recently, I had written an article about the benefits of early castration. I know we're a little bit behind the curve as branding time has happened for a lot of people and that spring turnout on grass has happened, but it is a good time, I think, to revisit that topic of castrating the bull calf early in its life or later on, and what are the pros and the cons of that particular approach. I think people take a stand on this, that you either believe that castrating early is the right thing to do, or that there are benefits from leaving those bull calves until a post-weaning or later, even later in life, castration. A lot of work has been done on the negative performance effects that happen if we castrate bull calves after 6 months of age, and also if we consider beef quality assurance guidelines, which recommend castrating calves as early as possible in their life. Now, there are several different ways to look at how you castrate, from the knife cut to a band method, other forms that are out there. In general, as we talk about this today, any form of castration is going to be incorporated into our discussion. The old saying goes, the longer the calves have their testicles attached, the more attached they are to them. And I think that's a legitimate thing to consider as we're into this discussion. Back to beef quality assurance. The gold standard is castration at birth. Certainly prior to 90 days of age has real benefits. The earlier that this is done in the calf's life, the less stressful it is for the animal, the faster they recover, there's a lower amount of reduced performance. Time-tested hormonal implants are also an economic way to compensate for any lost performance results. Quite honestly, calves that are under their physiological maturity, under 6 months of age, there's very little natural hormonal effect versus those that get much older. Early castration also leads to healthier cattle as they move from the ranch to later phases of the beef production cycle, such as stocker operations or feedlots. So you combine all those things from a production perspective as well as the animal welfare perspective, earlier castration makes a lot of sense. There's also been some research done that says that if those calves are castrated after 6 months of age, those negative performance impacts of castrating older calves don't really ever go away. Late castration can have more time and labor involved, carries higher risk of injuries, both to the cattle and to the cattleman. Smaller, younger calves are easier to handle, can be done branding time, those sort of things, that much easier than dealing with six weights or heavier calves later on in life. Not only are there increased risk from handling and potential health and reduced performance, but also carcass quality down the road can be affected by late castration. An argument for keeping bull calves longer is that bull calves will have increased growth performance. This may be slightly true that they yield higher pounds, but they also do produce lower quality carcasses in the long run. Steers deposit intermuscular fat much earlier and more evenly than bulls do, and that's particularly true in areas like the loin that are higher value cuts. Steer meat also tends to be a little bit more tender compared to that of bull. Another real factor to consider is the economics of castrating bull calves. It takes approximately $5 a head to castrate an animal, depending on when it's done. Work from the University of Tennessee showed that over a 10-year period, the average reduction in price per hundredweight for bulls versus steers ranged from about $7 on four weights to just under $20 for those 800-pounders. Other work has shown a discount in the range of $7 to $12 per hundredweight. So that price discount on bull calves at the auction market is a real thing. A very simple way to increase market value is to sell steer calves. And the way to do that is ideally early in life to castrate those bull calves and make them steers. So if you add all of those benefits together of safe handling, better health, reduced stress, offsetting any performance loss with implants, and the increased carcass value that comes from a steer that's been a steer the majority of its life, and the big factor of marketing value, the choice to castrate earlier in life seems to be a very logical one when you look at the science. This has been Ross Mosteller with Metalark Extension District, Livestock and Natural Resources, wishing everybody a great Memorial Weekend.